McDonald Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. And now, with the Max Pregame Show, it's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to slightly rain-splashed Casper Park Gannon Field for the home opener for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO Radio, the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. And hopefully it's chilly and windy out there, but hopefully not too wet as we try to get the second game in of the season for McDonald, Seth.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Stanley Boyd, but last year was the coldest game I ever sat through, and we actually got run ruled, and I was okay with it because it got us out of there. But, we just can't catch a break with these guys and get some nice weather.
And speaking of not being able to catch a break, it was a rough one again a couple days ago, too, at Stanley, and we'll talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider about this in just a moment. But five really solid innings of baseball, and I think 11 hits collected in that game, too. But, again, you end up losing 7-6 as it was a really kind of disastrous bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, there was a lot of good things that happened. Some guys that it was good to see. I think David Anderson got two hits, and Ryan was hitting the ball, and Nash Winger came in and pinch hit once and got a hit. And, you know, so, I mean, guys that maybe haven't hit super great in the past, just they were doing well. So, I mean, there was, you know, that was a positive thing. But, it just kind of fell apart there in the bottom of the seventh.
And as Coach will mention, and we'll hear from him in just a few moments here in our pregame show on WOGO, it's kind of a work in progress early on. He called it almost a preseason because, again, the weather's cold. You got a lot of games, four games in a week, and so you're not going to let anyone pitch for too long as well, too. So you're kind of, again, just getting the feel of everything.
Yeah, and they've been practicing inside a lot, and then there was a senior trip, so all the seniors on this team were on that, I believe, you know, so that was a week of practice missed there, and I think I don't think really any of them had fielded a ground ball, you know, for because they were on that trip, so hopefully, you know, with being able to get outside and stuff and practice, that things will start shaping up here.
And when it comes down to it, again, this is a senior-laden team and also a really strong junior class as well. A lot of kids who've played a lot of sports together, not just baseball. And so, again, they're familiar with each other. There's a lot of returning experience, and they'll lean on that a lot this season.
There is. McDonald baseball right now is got some great numbers, and we got some kids you know, they're either on varsity and not playing as much, or they're on JV where, you know, it's some good talent. So, I mean, good for us for having a lot of seniors and being strong there, but yet having some good talent coming up too.
Well, we're looking forward to McDonald baseball. We'll continue our pregame countdown here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you in the much warmer booth.
Yes.
Sam Aberle and Gavin Bovey are on-site video producers, camera operators, and Carter Jagger back at the WOGO home base in Halley as our audio producer. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports as we check in with head coach Tim Riemenschneider coming up next.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass.
3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Welcome to McDonald Baseball 2025, home opener for your McDonald Max here on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Here with head coach Tim Riemenschneider of McDonald. And coach, first off, again, you finally got a game in. The weather hasn't exactly been cooperative, but got a game in. Saw some positive things, and then kind of the fickle nature of baseball, sort of a rough ending.
Absolutely. We played five really great innings, and then the wheels fell off the bus for the last two. But the kids played well. Should have been a win. Hopefully tonight we'll equal it up.
What did you like about those five innings that did go well?
It was error-free. The kids, we ended up with 11 hits, two of them being doubles. We had good, clean fielding. Our first two pitchers pitched phenomenal. So we had a lot of good stuff to work off of for the first five innings.
Coach, I know when we saw you last year, it was building throughout the season. There are positives and negatives, but it just seemed like, okay, getting better and better. And now, again, you return a lot of your group from last year.
Oh, absolutely. We have like 10 or 11 seniors on the team with about five or six being returned players. So we have the maturity this year. We have strong seniors, strong juniors, and it should be a good season. We just have to put seven innings together.
And what are you looking for today? I mean, is it just more of that consistency, just saying, hey, we know we have the ability, let's do it each game?
Absolutely. You know, it's more defense and hopefully offense. Our pitching, you know, we're not stretching out the arms yet. It's early. So we have four games this week. So we got one on Friday and one on Saturday. So we're limiting our pitchers. So we're pitching a lot of guys. So this is kind of our preseason. It's just unfortunate two of them have to be conference games to start. But it's the enthusiasm, maturity, the team having fun. Those are the things that we want to continue, win or lose. Tuesday night was a kind of a sad ending, but hopefully today we rebound.
Coach, good to see you again. Good to be back to baseball, and we'll talk to you afterward.
You bet. Thank you, Caleb.
Head coach Tim Riemenschneider here on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
One and one for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4 for 4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson. Circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Baseball here on WOGO Radio, the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM AM 680, WOGO.com, and that live video stream via the Facebook page and YouTube channel. As we are battling through a few internet issues, it seems like today, but hopefully we'll get things rocking and rolling and ready to go. And then Seth, almost time for baseball here, despite the fact that it is a little rainy out there. Looks like we should be good to go.
Yeah, and you know what? Hey, it's just the way it is. It's early spring. These guys, hopefully they don't let it bother them too much and just come out and play some baseball.
I was mentioning to Kurt Galvez and earlier that here in the booth, it just seems like quintessential Wisconsin that the press box here has both a fan and a space heater.
Yes,
because
yes.
You never really know exactly what you're going to get.
Yep, but you know the one thing I didn't mention earlier though was Eli. Eli had a heck of a game the other night pitching, you know, and that was great to see. So
now starting lineups being introduced with Kurt Galvez,
Alex Williams, playing first base number 18 Carter Welzing, at third base number 16 Josiah Dembski. Playing shortstop, number 4, Landon Ewer. In left field, number 9, Dylan Robinson. The DH, number 20, Riley Shad. And in right field, number 10, Josh Hoyer. Playing catcher for the Orioles, number 3, Trent Kristoff. The coach is Mr. Ryan Stern. Now let us say hello to your McDonald Max. On the mound for the Max, number 16, Cale Holm. At shortstop, number 7, Cooper Mittemeyer. Behind the plate for the Max, number 1, Grant Smiske. At third base, number 2, Eli Steph. Playing first base, number 15, Ryan Smiske. In left field, number 8, Alan Minen. The designated hitter, number 24, Mason Bussey. At second base, number 5, Carson Galvez. And in center field, number 17, David Anderson. Playing right field for the Max, number 13, Ryder Sullivan. The skipper for you, McDonald Max, is Tim Riemenschneider.
And those are your starting lineups.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time,
we'll take a brief break and be back with baseball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's time for baseball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also, WOGO Sports on Twitter and Instagram, WOGO Radio on Facebook, and on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can watch today's game, internet issues notwithstanding.
Interested to see how Kale comes out here right away. The other night he gave up three walks in the seventh, you know, and but Kale's he's a big strong kid, and he's played a lot of sports, so you know he's a competitor, right?
Yeah.
And so hopefully he gets dialed in right away, and away we go.
Kale also will be batting leadoff if you missed the starting lineups from Kurt Galvez. So on the mound and in the number one slot for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. Grant Smiski, other end of that battery, the senior behind the dish.
Grant had got two outs at second the other night. I think he only threw it down two times and got them both. So that was good to see. He's got his spot dialed in where the ball needs to be.
And again, we'll see. And you were at that game too the other night to see is Stanley Boyd one of those teams that gets off and tries to run on you whenever they get somebody on base.
You know, it didn't really seem like it, but maybe they got two outs, or you know, Grant got them two times right away, and maybe that kind of slowed things down. But it didn't really seem like it, but we'll see what happens tonight.
And Kale's continuing to warm up. A reminder, if that small chip in your windshield has turned into a big crack, don't let it become a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Also, we'll give you, whenever we're able, a look into the dugout as our Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions today. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Seth Smiski, what's a key or two here for McDonald tonight?
Well, you know, right away with this pitching, you know, seeing how Kale's going to start here. And, you know, hopefully we can use him for a little bit because we got a lot of games coming up.
Again, as Coach mentioned, four games in the space of a week.
Yeah, so we'd really like to see Kale get dialed in. And then just got to clean things up a little bit in the infield, and I think we'll be just fine.
Kale missing on the first couple pitches here. An 0-2 count on Jackson Gint. number five. And your Toys and Ford Keys of the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Rain obscuring a little bit of our view here.
It is.
But a 3-0 count right now for Gint, the leadoff man for Stanley Boyd. Holm comes home with a pitch and a four-pitch walk, and Gint is aboard. Again, maybe just the grip at times, too.
Yeah. One, Grant's not going to waste any time. He's going to go out there and talk to Kale. You know, he just, you know, and, you know, a different ump tonight, too, right? So maybe on Tuesday he was missing, and maybe I was kind of hoping, well, maybe he's missing a spot where this guy might think it's a strike, but apparently not.
So Gint now aboard with the leadoff walk. A little pickoff attempt there at first by Cale Holm. Holm comes home with the pitch.
There we go.
Big cut of that one. Strike one. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 0-1 count on Dawson Ewer with a man aboard at first. Another pickoff over there at first. Ryan Smisky, number 15, playing first for McDonald. They've got their black uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the royal blue accents on the caps, royal blue socks. Holm the pitch, swing and a miss.
Yeah, I do like the looks of these uniforms. It's a good look.
It is indeed. Stanley Boyd with the black batting helmets, white uniforms, tops and bottoms, the black pinstripes, the burnt orange numerals and lettering. 0-2 count with a man on board, none out here in the top of the first. Again in field, Casper Park, called strike. Nope, just missed.
Oh, he got him.
Oh, got him. All right. All right. I was going to say, I thought we had it right. First K of the day.
Alex Williams.
For Cale Holm. And Ewer is retired on strikes. Gint stays at first. Alex Williams.
Well, that
up
is
next.
Really good to see you there, Cale, getting dialed in here.
Again, a pickoff attempt, just making sure Gint stays put. Opening pitch here to Alex Williams, the lefty, strike called.
I think he started out with four balls in a row. No, that's four strikes in a row.
Comes home with the pitch. Just missed inside. 1-1 the count. With one out and one aboard for Stanley Boyd here in the top of the first. Western Clover Belt Conference opponents here. Holm the pitch, lifted foul for strike two off the third baseline. Cale Holm takes a look over at first. A 1-2 count, swing and a miss. Strike three,
nice.
And that's the second strike out of the inning by Cale Holm.
As Williams is tired.
Good deal. That was one of my big concerns tonight, was how Cale was going to respond to the other night, and he's got it going right now.
Carter Wazine bats from the right at the plate with the runner still at first. That's Gint, who got aboard with a leadoff walk. Holm the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Grant looked like he wanted to pop up there with a snap throw to first, held it back.
Yeah, I don't think Ryan was quite ready over there for that.
And Carter Wilzine, right-handed batter, takes another big cut at a pitch and swing and a miss. 1-2 the count as Cale Holm settling in here. Walk the leadoff man if you're just joining us. Struck out two in a row and a strike away from doing one more. Misses outside 2-2. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Pop up into the infield, gloved right there, and pulled down, and three in a row retired as we head to the bottom of the first. With our score, McDonald 0, Stanley Boyd 0, back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
MetropolisResort.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Back to baseball here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Strong start after an initial walk, Seth. Cale Holmes settling in, struck out two, then got an infield pop-up to end the first inning.
Yeah, it's just so great to see. And and if we can use him for however long Timmy wants to use him, that will go a long way, you know, in our games tomorrow and our game on Saturday. So really, really good to see that. And Cale's up first here, and I think he had two hits the other night on Tuesday. And you know, that freshman season that Cale had when he was a freshman was just awesome. I think he batted close to 400 his freshman year, and kind of dropped off a little bit last year, but boy, I'd like to see him get, you know, he's got that potential, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
I'd like to see him get back to that.
So, Cale Holm, number 16, batting from the right, the junior, will come up to the plate. Dawson Ewer is the pitcher. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Holm looks at a ball, pitch one.
Umpire didn't like something sitting on the field. It's a baseball out in the field.
I was going to say, we had a little bit of a pause in the action here. Now a 1-1 count. Holm against Ewer. Holm takes one high. Two balls, one strike. Right, Gannon Field, Casper Park, home opener. Holm stands back in, strike called. Move to a full count here. Holm, the leadoff hitter for Coach Tim Riemann, Schneider, and McDonald. Takes a big cut. Fouls it off. Correct myself, a 2-2 count looking here, and fouled straight back by Cale Holm. Seventeen pitches thrown in that opening half of the inning for Cale Holm. And he mentioned a four-pitch walk as he began and then really got things dialed in, struck out the next two batters. Ewer comes home with the pitch, skips away from the catcher to work the count full.
I think on Tuesday night, at one point, I looked at the pitch count, and I think Eli had 28 pitches, and I believe it was Alex Williams that pitched, and he had 78. So that kind of shows you how well Eli was pitching the other night.
There's an opening leadoff walk for McDonald as well. So Cale Holm aboard at first as you or Mrs.
At bat, the shortstop, number 7, Cooper Mittermeier.
All right, Cooper.
Brings up Cooper Mittermeier, number 7, the shortstop senior.
I'd like to see Cooper get going here. I don't think he had a hit on Tuesday night, so he's due.
Bats from the right. First pitch missed by Dawson Ewer. One and oh count with a runner aboard at first. Mittermeier takes one low below the knees. 2-0 the count. Ewer takes a look at first. 2-0 pitch. Caught the inside edge for a strike.
I can see why he didn't swing at that. You know, he had pitched two low balls in a row, and that one was close.
Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. The pitch pops straight up in the air by Mittermeier. First baseman and catcher are both running over for it, and it is gloved over there at first for the opening out of the bottom of the first for McDonald, and Mittermeier is retired.
At bat, number 1, Grant.
Just got jammed up a little bit on that one. That brings up Grant Smisky, the senior catcher, number 1.
Yeah, Grant had a double the other night. Hit one out. Maybe it hit the fence on a bounce or a roll, but it was close. And you know, Grant's thing is he gets a little antsy. You know, he just wants to get a hit so bad. And if he's just patient here and takes what is given, he'll be just fine.
Smisky taps the far side of the plate, batting from the right. Number 1, the junior, playing catcher today. Runner takes off. Throw to second is off the mark, sliding in head first. Cale Holm with the steal to get into scoring position. With one away here in the bottom of the first. Oh-1 count on Smisky. Dawson Ewer takes a look now at second. Smisky catches a strike on the inside edge of the plate. Tough call there.
Yeah, that one looked kind of low.
And H&R Electric, 723-2977, proud to back the Max. H&R Electric, Ewer with the pitch, outside missed. 1-2 strikes on Grant Smisky, the senior. One away. One aboard at second base, that's Cale Holm, the leadoff man for Coach Tim Riemenschneider. The pitch from Ewer, Smisky gets a hold of that one and drives it out to the grass right in front of the left fielder. Rounding third, heading home, play at the plate, not in time, sliding in for the opening run of the game. Grant Smisky, an RBI double, and McDonald leads 1-0.
Good deal, that's what we like to see right there. You know, Cale getting on base and Grant hitting him around.
Bad for the Max, the third baseman, number 2.
So Grant doesn't, you know, he's never been one to like strike out swinging. It's always usually he gets out on contact, you know, whether. But it's good to see that he's kind of picking up where he left off last year and hitting the ball.
Indeed. And again, I think I remember talking maybe you or Tracy. I think it comes from his grandpa, right? This love for baseball.
Yes, Grandpa Phil. He absolutely just loves baseball. Played it for a long time. So he used to play a lot of catch with Grant. He's getting up there where the arm doesn't work quite as well as he used to. I think if he went out and played catch, he'd feel it for a couple days. But he can still swing a club, golf club. He loves the golf.
There you go. Masters, of course, starting today.
Yeah.
saw yesterday, I think it was Rory McIlroy's daughter hit like a 30-foot putt.
Oh, really?
In that par 3 tournament.
Oh, wow.
A lot better than I could do. As Eli Stepp steps to the plate, the junior third baseman, number 2, batting in the cleanup spot. And he takes strike one. Again, a runner in scoring position, one in on the RBI double from Grant Smiski. Tipping one foul for strike one is Eli Stepp. Strike two.
I think we can definitely hit this guy. We just got to be patient.
You are on the mound for Stanley Boyd facing Eli Stepp. Sails one in high. One ball, two strikes. 18 pitches so far for Dawson Ewer. Cale Holm threw 17 in the top of this first inning. Grant Smiski is at second. Ewer the pitch. One hops it to his catcher for ball two. 1-0 McDonald if you're just joining us. Cale Holm reached on a walk. Cooper Mittermeier popped out in foul territory to first base. Grant Smiski, an RBI double after Cale Holm stole second. Smiski at second. Eli Stepp gets a big piece of this one and is going to send it out to left field. Smiski rounding third, heading to home. He won't even need to slide. It's 2-0 McDonald. And Eli Stepp, an RBI single.
Yeah, just putting him right in the sweet spot, you know, right where nobody is. And that's, hey, we'll take that.
And 11 hits a couple nights ago.
Yeah, Ryan hit got a double on Tuesday night, and it was a bomb. It was like a mile high, and it just kind of hit the right before the fence. And if he could have had it just a little straighter, it would have been over. So, I'm excited for what Ryan maybe could do this year.
Smiski takes a pitch high, and that is going to be ball one, and going to send Stepp jogging over to second on the wild pitch.
I think between Ryan and Mason Bussey and David Anderson, that's three guys that have a lot of power.
And again, in this latter part of the lineup, when you can go deep into your batting order and the power hitters are coming up after some of your leadoff men get aboard. Smiski takes ball two outside. So Eli Stepp is at second. Two runs are in for McDonald here in the bottom of the first in their home opener. Leading 2-0 against Stanley Boyd, who beat him 7-6 in walk-off fashion a couple nights ago. Ewer, his 23rd pitch. That time it looked like he did catch the edge. Nope. Missed again. 3-0 count. So Ryan Smiski a chance here. See if he makes Ewer prove that he can get one over the plate in this at-bat. That one finds the mark for strike one.
Yeah, that would have been a good one to hit, but 3-0.
Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. 3-1 pitch upcoming here. Ewer against Ryan Smiski. Ryan, big cut, tipped one off foul. Count has worked full. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact WOGO Sports Director Greg Stewart, G. Stewart, at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. Full count. Runner goes to third, sliding in safely, and that's a walk.
It was a high throw, but yet the play at the plate was a little closer than I thought it was going to be. He got up, caught the ball, and got the tag down. But
so Stepp advances to third. Smiski on the walk is now at first, and they're at the corners with just one away and a two-run lead for McDonald. And a little bit of an infield conference now just to get things on the same page for Stanley Boyd. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com, the brand new WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Braving the elements are on-site camera operators, video producers Sam Aberley and Gavin Bovey. Carter Jagger back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Alan Mina, left fielder, number 8. Batting from the left. With runners at the corners and one away. Takes a big cut at the first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. That was pitch number 27 here of this first inning, and you like seeing that pitch count going up as well,
yes,
too, for your opponent.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Just as long as the next guy coming in, you know.
Exactly. Runner goes, throw to second, not in time. And now two in scoring position for McDonald.
I definitely think that we could run on this catcher without many issues. I mean, Ryan and Kale aren't like the speediest guys, and they made it.
Didn't have too much trouble.
Yep.
0-2 count. Misses inside. One ball, two strikes. Runners at second and third. Eli Stepp at third. Ryan Smiski at second. Cale Holm and Grant Smiski have already gotten on base and scored. Ewer comes home with the pitch and driven past the second baseman. That's an RBI single, scoring one, maybe two. Play not in time at the plate as Smiski comes sliding in, and it is 4-0 McDonald.
Wow. This is
can't start much better than this.
Yeah, that's a great start. Love to see this.
So Alan Minen, a two RBI single.
The designated hitter,
as Eli Stepp,
Mason,
and Ryan Smiski come in to score, and McDonald leading 4-0 with Mason Bussey at the DH spot, number 24, batting from the right in the seventh slot in this batting order for Tim Riemenschneider at the plate. Pitch number 31 for Ewer. Misses outside.
Yeah, Mason, just another big power guy. He's a big dude, and he's got some power. Both him and Ryan, you know, lift weights, a lot of weights,
Cut and a miss.
I know how much they're squatting, you know, so they got, because they lift weights with my brother, and they got plenty of power in their hips, and so I think, yeah, if we could get Ryan and Mason going, it'd be special.
You were the 1-1 pitch, fouled back. And that's going to send Alan Mina back to first base as he had taken off. One ball, two strikes, one out, four in for McDonald with a base runner aboard for Mason Bussey, the DH. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Quick throw over to first to send Mina diving headfirst back into the bag. One count here on Mason Bussey. Minen takes off, swing and a miss from Bussey. Throw to second, look to be in time, but the tag gets away. The ball is loose, and Minen is loose, heading toward third, tries to slide under the tag, and they got him at third. And that's going to end the inning for McDonald as Bussey out on strikes and Minen out at third. But the damage done for McDonald, we move to the top of the second with our score. Chippewa Falls, McDonald 4, Stanley Boyd nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Well, a lot of smiles for McDonald in that bottom of the first. And a lot of smiles at Metropolis Resort. Constant smiles and fun for your family at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City Chaos Water Park and on-site dining and on-site Caribou Coffee. Book your family's adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Four-run first inning for McDonald as they lead 4-0 heading into the second.
It's really nice to see these bats going, you know, early like this. We got a lot of experience on this team. They've seen a lot, so it's just nice to see where they're kind of picking up right where they left off a little bit. So
Cale Holm again allowed the leadoff man aboard with a walk, and then struck out two and popped up the third. Number 16, Josiah Dembski, now up at the plate, batting from the right. Landon Ewer next for Stanley Boyd. Holm, his 18th pitch. In there for a strike. And again, you've just been remarking, just really pleased to see again after a four-pitch walk on the leadoff hitter, and Holm comes back and it's a dribbler along the third baseline for a foul, strike two. But again, when you walk the leadoff man, but also when you walk him on four pitches, it's not quite the start you're looking for. No. And again, Cale shook that off. You never know. Again, it's cold, it's rainy, maybe some grip issues, whatever it might be. But, yeah, give Cale a ton of credit. He got it dialed in, and it's looking strong here. Facing Josiah Dembski. 0-2 pitch, catches the outside edge, strike three, the third punch out of the game so far for Cale Holm.
Yeah, you know, and that's Cale. He's, you know, whether it was football or basketball, he's clutch, you know. And,
he's a gamer.
And, he is. He's a competitor, and you know, it's just a matter of time before he's going to get things figured out.
Brings up number four, Landon Ewer, who's the shortstop. Outside on pitch one. And Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you here on WOGO Radio. Inaugural baseball broadcast of the season. One hopping into the catcher for ball two is Cale Holm. And you are number four, the shortstop. Dylan Robinson on deck. Ball three, issued by Cale Holm. So you are quickly ahead in the count. Four pitches and a walk, so a man aboard. Landon, you are at first base.
Orioles number nine, Dylan
Robinson, number nine, now at the plate. Playing in left today. Their DH on deck. Batting from the right is Robinson. Pitch in there for a strike. Right down Bridge Street for Cale Holm. His 24th pitch of the day. One on, one away here in the top of the second. McDonald with a 4-0 lead. Holm working quickly. Chopper right back to Holm. It's going to be a long run and a long throw, and he sails it over the first baseman's head, and that's going to send runners to second and third.
Yeah,
just got away there and way too tall for Smiski.
Yeah, it was just a little far away, so it took a little bit more time for him to get to it, and he had to rush the throw and just sailed it.
It would have been a tough throw to make because of where that ball was hit and kind of died in the grass and in no man's land really between the mound and third base. So who's going to grab it? Who's going to make the throw? And just got away a little bit there. So Landon, you were advanced from first all the way to third on the hit, the error, the overthrow. And Dylan Robinson now at second. So Stanley Boyd in a good position here, down 4-0, but now runners at second and third with just one away. And their DH takes strike one. And that is number 20, Riley Shad. Big kid, looks like someone you don't want to let get a hold of one.
No.
Strike two called as Cale Holmes says, I'm just going to blow it right by you.
Absolutely.
Home, the 0-2 pitch. Low and in the dirt. Blocked there by Grant Smisky. Again, big out here. If McDonald can garner it with two in scoring position. This is the DH, Riley Shad. 1-2 pitch, low and in the dirt. 2-2. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Gannon Family Baseball Field here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Home, 2-2 pitch. Count has worked full. Shad laying off that one. It was just a bit outside. Home. 3-2 pitch. Got him. The fourth strikeout of the game for Cale Holm, and that's a big K.
That is. That is huge, and especially on a full count. Right,
like the Royal right fielder, number two.
Trying to strand
Josh
two.
Hoyer.
Josh Hoyer. At the plate. Number 10. Opening pitch strike for Cale Holm. First pitch strikes have been big for Cale right now.
Yeah, he comes right at him.
Hager batting in that 9 slot. Low and inside. Ball 1 from Holm. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. Holm struck out the leadoff man. A walk and an error allowed runners to advance to 2nd and 3rd. Ball outside. 2-1. Hager trying to turn it around and get Jackson Gint back to the plate here in the second for Stanley Boyd. McDonald leading 4-0 in the top of the second. Pitch, strike call. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cale Holm walks to the front of the mound, adjusts the cap, walks back. We're under the lights here at Casper. Overcast, a little bit rainy. The 2-2 pitch popped up foul. Back behind the backstop.
That was a good pitch. Just got a piece of it.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here in the top of the second. This will be pitch number 37 for Cale Holm. The McDonald Jr. comes home with a pitch.
Nice.
Got him.
All
Cale
right.
Holm strikes out his third batter of the inning and strands two. And we head to the bottom of the second with our score remaining. McDonald 4. Stanley Boyd nothing. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Baseball and WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO Sports. That's 103.1 FM AM 680 and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Hopefully you're enjoying that. We appreciate subscriptions. WOGO Sports on YouTube. And by subscription, it's free, but just make sure you get notified whenever we go live with Chi Higher McDonald action. And Seth, wow. I mean, 5 strikeouts for Cale Holm in 2 innings. and four runs in the bottom of the first for McDonald. It's a strong start.
It is. Yeah, Cale just super impressive. I tell you, if he can keep it up, I mean, between that and what Eli could do the other night, I'm feeling pretty good about her pitching.
So, up for the first time. This game for McDonald is, and I'm double checking to make sure I have the number right, Carson Galvez. Carson takes an opening pitch ball. Now two in a row missed by Ewer. Galvez one low and in the dirt. Patient at bat here for Carson.
It's kind of interesting at the beginning of the season to see how the pitchers are all going to play out. You know, with when you know you got Carson, he can pitch, and you know Cooper, he was in the other night. But just you know when who's going to start and if they're going to come in to relieve or how Coach Timmy's going to play things.
It's great to have options.
Yeah. Yep. You know, when
counts worked full.
I'd kind of forgotten about it a little bit, but you know, the way David Anderson came in last season, kind of became the de facto closer for us.
Ball four missed. Carson Galvez aboard. Yeah, and again, not everybody has a Warren Bovee like Cadot does that can just mow people down.
Yep.
But if you've got again a strong fleet of arms, mm-hmm. where hey, you can get guys who can give you two, sometimes three innings, two, and you can platoon it a little bit. Maybe you've got somebody, again, like a David Anderson, who can come in and get some crucial outs at the end of a game. Again, it just gives you so many options as a manager.
Yeah.
David Anderson, the aforementioned senior center fielder, is at the plate for the first time.
David is just such an incredible athlete. He came on just like the end of the basketball season.
Yes.
Like, he was so impressive.
Anderson takes a strike. There's a bit of a pickoff attempt, and Carson Galvez dove back into first. It delayed that first offering to David Anderson. Leadoff man aboard for McDonald here in the bottom of the second. Ewer comes home with the pitch. Missed inside. One ball, one strike on David Anderson. Of course, David was our WOGO Radioactive Award winner in football. Strong football team. A lot of guys who could have gotten that mm-hmm. distinction. David just strong player on both sides of the ball. And Anderson slaps one over the shortstop's head. And he is aboard with a single that will advance Carson Galvez to second.
That's just so great to see David hitting the ball. I mean, in past years, David's been, because he's got amazing speed, so he's kind of a bunt, bunt guy, and he gets hit more than any kid I've ever seen. So
he kind of his superpower.
Yeah, he was getting on base a lot, but boy, that's I think that's got to be his third hit now on the season.
And he's flipped things back to the top of the order, brings up Cale Holm. Back in the top of the first, Holm walked. Stole second, later scored on the Grant Smiske RBI double. 4-0 McDonald. Dawson Ewer for Stanley Boyd has thrown 43 pitches. Runners at first and second for the Max. Holm at the plate, leadoff hitter, takes the ball outside. Again, as things have gotten a little bit more comfy here in the booth with the space heater, I'm thinking again of our intrepid camera operators, Gavin Bovee and Sam Aberle, and appreciate them battling the elements.
Oh, for sure.
Dribbler down the third baseline, hooked foul for strike one.
I'm not sure if my wife's sitting outside watching this right now or if she's one of the cars kind of parked out in the parking lot where you can see the game from your car. I'm not sure, but
you could watch it on the WOGO Sports Live video stream as well.
Yep,
hey, Tracy,
yep.
If you're watching.
Seems like it'd be a good option tonight.
One ball, one strike. Runners at first and second. Cale Holm sends a shot to the shortstop. Glove throw to second. no relay. And so they're at the corners on the fielder's choice with one away for McDonald. As Cale Holm at first on the fielder's choice. Anderson out at second.
The umpire crossed. He ran in front of that shortstop on that kind of crosses field of vision, and it almost messed things up for him.
Yeah, maybe made the play a little bit tougher than it might have been.
At bat for the Max.
Well, when you hear the Lion King music, you know that Brandon Mittermeier's son is coming to the plate. Senior shortstop Cooper Mittermeier popped out in foul territory to first, his first time up, batting in the second slot for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. Runners at the corners, one away from McDonald here in the bottom of the second. They lead 4-0 over Stanley Boyd. Lead for Holm. Bunt right back to the pitcher. The throw to first in time. Play at the plate. No way. All right. Sacrifice scores the run for McDonald as Cooper Mittermeier does his job laying down the sack bunt. Out number two of the inning. But McDonald gets one.
Pitcher number one, Grant Smisky.
And brings up Grant Smisky. Smisky one for one on the day. So Galvez in to score. Cale Holm now stands at second. Popped up. Got away from the catcher. And so cruising into third will be Cale Holm.
I was waiting for that to happen when we had someone on base. I think it's gotten by him at least three or four times with nobody on base. I think it's going to happen.
48 pitches thrown for Dawson Ewer. Grant Smisky batting from the right. The runner at third, two away here in the bottom of the second. Smisky takes the ball high. Ooh. Popped away from the catcher again. Thankfully, it died in the grass. Otherwise, I'm sure Cale Holm is thinking about making a run for it. 2-0 the count. Smisky stands in from the right side. Ewer comes home with the pitch. Smisky takes one high.
Wow. That's a good take.
I was going to say.
I wouldn't have been able to lay off that.
So Smisky lays off, has a 3-0 hitter's count here. With two away and a runner at third. McDonald leading 5-0 against Stanley Boyd. Home opener here at Gannon Field, Casper Park. Whistling one in for a strike, catching the outside edge is Ewer. 3-1 count for Grant Smisky, the senior. You were working a little more quickly. The 3-1 pitch fouled back and out of the park here over the backstop. Well over our vantage point as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are there any kids out there today that are going to run that one? One way to keep warm is to chase the foul balls.
Yeah, I saw a couple take off after it, so it's good to see.
Count has worked full. One on, two out. 3-2 pitch up coming here from Ewer against Grant Smisky. Ewer, the 3-2. Slap toward the shortstop. Throw to first in time. And that'll end the inning. But McDonald gets one more. We move to the third with our score. McDonald 5. And Stanley Boyd, nothing. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. A lot of smiles for McDonald so far as they lead 5-0. You're heading into the third. A lot of smiles for you and yours at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Constant smiles and fun with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and coffee. Book your family's adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you in the booth. Carter Jager, our audio producer, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Our on-site camera operators, video producers, Sam Aberle and Gavin Bovey. Good to have you with us.
So far, Cale, he's making it pretty easy on the defense. They haven't had much action today.
Five strikeouts. Total of nine batters faced for Cale Holm in the first two innings.
I think there was a pop-up, between second first that we caught, and then there was that one little blooper hit in the infield there.
Five strikeouts, two walks. Again, got one to pop out to Carson Galvez at second. Really, I mean, again, other than a couple walks, maybe the lone pockmark is just that throwing error to first, but he settled right back in and struck out two.
That's what's really cool to see is, you know, you never know how they're going to react to things. And he's really, really come back strong.
First pitch drives him back off the base and actually maybe nicked him. So take your base. Hit by a pitch. So Jackson Gint is aboard for the second time today. Reached on a walk back in the top of the first. Now here top of the third, hit by a pitch, and he's aboard for Coach Sturm and Stanley Boyd. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Dawson Ewer, who struck out back in the first. The pitcher is now at the plate with the center fielder Gint at first, taking a big lead. Ball one issued by Cale Holm. One-oh pitch from Holm. Hit hard towards short. Throw to second in time. Throw to first. Relay not quite. Gets away from Smisky there as he was trying to pick it off the dirt. But one away and the leadoff runner retired.
Yeah, not sure if that would have been in time or not.
Number seven,
but
Alex,
kind of got away from Ryan. It was in the dirt, but hey, it's a good try.
Ewer reaches on the fielder's choice. That brings up the left-handed batting Alex Williams, who also struck out in the first. Takes one inside, ball one from Cale Holm. 5-0 McDonald. If you're just joining us, they scored four in the bottom of the first, one more in the bottom of the last inning. Cale Holm inside, ball two. Alex Williams is the left fielder. The second baseman. Williams takes one on the inside edge of the plate, strike one. 43 pitches thrown so far by Cale Holm. We're at the top of the third. One away. 5-0 ball game. Hard shot towards second. Stepping on the bag. Throw to first. All double right. Play for McDonald.
Nice.
And that'll end the inning. Cale Holm still putting up a clean sheet through three. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490 Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Well, a nifty double play turn there by Cooper Mittermeier, the senior. Loving a hot shot there at short, stepping on the bag at second. And the throw well in time over to first to bag two and preserve the shutout so far for McDonald.
Yeah, that ball was hit right for Cooper to make a great play on it. And as the momentum's going forward, steps on the bag and gets a throw over to first, and just plenty of time.
So again, just three batters in that third inning. Zeros on the scoreboard for the first three put up by Cale Holm, with his team leading 5-0 as we head into the third, bottom half. McDonald leading 5-0. Eli Stepp was one for one on the day. Had an RBI single, stole a base, and scored back in the first. Facing Ewer, he's thrown 53 pitches. Cale Holm has issued 44 pitches through three innings. Inside ball one. Eli Stepp, right-handed batter. Takes a big cut at pitch two, missed it. One ball, one strike. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Fouled straight back for strike two, Eli Stepp. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore, next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, coming soon to Eau Claire as well. Bargain City Superstore. And your shopping adventure awaits. 1-2 count on Eli Stepp. Leadoff batter here, bottom of the third. One hop to the catcher for ball two from Ewer. 5-0 McDonald, looking for more. Base is empty. 2-2 pitch from Ewer. Gets away from the catcher. Ball three. Squirted in underneath his legs. And Ryan Smisky on deck helpfully grabs that one from by the backstop. Count has worked full. Ewer, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes Eli Stepp, out one of the inning. Good pitch there from Ewer.
We've had some good quality at bats today, too. You know, I mean, get behind in the count and then able to work it full. It's happened a couple times today, so guys are staying tough.
This will be the 60th pitch. Coming up for Ewer with Ryan Smisky at the plate. Singled and scored back in the first. He'll foul one back for strike one.
I'm coming!
On deck for McDonald, Alan Minen, who also singled back in the first. In fact, it was a two RBI single for Minen. He was later caught at third to end the inning. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. So maybe you are settling in just a little bit more here. After McDonald got to him early. 0-2 pitch from Dawson Ewer. One hops it, ball one. And not easy to pitch in these early April games.
Nope. Got a lot of things working against you.
Fouled along the first base line. Looks to be heading out of play, and it is. Five-0 McDonald. Four in the bottom of the first. One in the bottom of the second. Oh, one out here with Ryan Smiski at the plate. The max half of the third. Smiski grounds one to third. Going to be a long throw in time. Smiski legs it out, but out number two of the inning. And that'll bring up Alan Minen. Smiski out on the 5-3 put out. Minen, as we mentioned, two RBI single back in the first. Later caught at third.
Yeah, so far a good start to Allen's season at the plate. Couple hits last game and one already today, so good to see you.
You're watching and listening to Max Baseball here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. First pitch misses low for Ewer. Minen with the bases empty and two away here in the bottom of the third. He's going to ground one hard towards second base, flip to first in time. And a 1-2-3 inning worked by Dawson Ewer. We head to the top of the fourth. Our score remaining, McDonald 5, Stanley Boy nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Max Baseball, WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you. We are in the top of the fourth. Cale Holmes still on the hill for McDonald.
I think it's actually...
Oh, actually, no, we've had a switch.
No, it's Ryan.
Ryan Smiski. Out there to pitch now for the Max. So three shutout innings for Cale Holmes through 44 pitches. Struck out five. And Ryan will move from first to the hill. And I believe Cale Holmes has switched with him and now over there at first.
I have not seen Ryan pitch in a while. I know he, I think he pitched in some Legion games over the summer, but... yeah, it's been a while, so this will be interesting. See how this goes.
For the Orioles at the top of the fourth, the first baseman, number 18, Carter Weltzien.
Carter Weltzien had the play batting from the right. Popped out to Carson Galvez at second, his first time up. Smiski misses inside. Cale Holmes has shifted to first base. McDonald holding on to a 5-0 lead right now in the fourth. Inside ball two. And Weltzien, first time up, ended the first inning.
It almost seems like two balls in the dirt qualifies for a new baseball from the ump, I guess. That's what they did there.
Guess when the dirt's kind of wet like it is today. Swing and a miss.
Nice. I think in the pros, every time it hits the dirt, the catcher just puts his arm back and, you know, they just set one in there. But in high school ball, you get two spikes in
at
the
least
dirt.
Two.
Then you get a new one.
2-1 pitch. Chopper toward Eli Stepp at third. Gloves, gathers, throws to first. Good snag there. No, Cale Holmes had it for a moment and lost it. And safe at first. As well, Zine.
Boy, you really like to see that out there. I don't know if it was just if it was the throw or
number 16.
But yeah, you want to see an out there just especially with Ryan, you know, just kind of settling in here.
I'll bring up Dembski. And Dembski, a hard shot out toward left field and gloved there by Meinen. And the runner will hold at first. So ranging out to his left is Alan Meinen for out number one.
All right. Looks like the break's over for the outfield and for the defense.
Nothing really had been hit beyond the infield so far. Solid contact.
That was just,
again,
just fair.
Headed out deep along that third baseline, and Meinen tracks it down, but the runners advance to first and second. So Landon Ewer aboard.
Dylan Robinson.
Brings up Dylan Robinson, the left fielder. One away here. And a threat for Stanley Boyd as they trail 5-0 to your McDonald Max. Ball sails in high over Grant Smiski's head, and that'll advance the runners to second and third as that pitch just got away from Ryan. He'll take a little bit to come chat with Grant briefly.
Yeah, you know, and you get a couple hits on you. You're not quite as comfortable as you want it to be, and, you know, something like that happens there, and that's where that out at first becomes so huge.
Ball low and in the dirt.
Or the lack of an out at first,
indeed,
I should say.
Smiski, the pitch, in low. 3-0 count. Runners at second and third. Probably the most significant threat of the day so far for the Orioles of Stanley Boyd.
Well, I thought
walk issued. Yeah, I thought maybe they were going to give the benefit of the doubt, but they're loaded up now. Four-pitch walk and Robinson aboard. All right, base on balls.
Everybody's coming out. Team's coming out. Going to have a little talk here.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Pitching change for McDonald. Carson Galvez will be moving from second to take the hill. He'll get warmed up with the bases loaded. One away. A bit of an unenviable situation to jump in on, but
I know.
Carson's up for the challenge. McDonald leading 5-0, but again, they're loaded up with just one out.
Yep. It's kind of reminiscent of the other night. But it looks like Kale's going to move to third. And then Ryan's going back to first, and Eli moved over to second.
So we'll get that updated on our sheet here. So Carson Galvez moves from second to the hill, and as I mentioned, Eli Stepp takes his place. Kale Holm, we know, has a good arm over there at third. They're loaded up for Stanley Boyd. And the Orioles did have base runners at second and third earlier in the game, and Kale Holm stranded them with a strikeout. Back in the second.
Yeah. Nice double play ball here.
Okay. Could get right out of it. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier, has been since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by the office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Riley Shad, DH, number 20, batting in the eighth slot for Coach Sturm of Stanley Boyd. Struck out back in the second. Now back of the plate with the bases loaded and one away, facing Carson Galvez. Carson gathers and changes speed, strike one. 0-1 now. Riley Shad, the DH. Galvez pitch two, low and in the dirt, ball one. Bases loaded, one out. We are in the top of the fourth, McDonald leading 5-0. Galvez, the pitch, fouled off. Out of play along the first baseline, and that's strike two. So Galvez ahead in the count, 1-2.
Good start.
Big spot here for Carson again. Got to get that first one out. Josh Hager on deck, the left fielder. 1-2 pitch. Low and in the dirt, blocked by Grant Smisky. He'll pop up to his feet. Throw to third. Just
that was close.
To keep that runner honest. Maybe catching him lollygagging down the line a little bit. Two balls, two strikes on Shad. Galvez comes home with a pitch. Hopped again. And nowhere to put him. So looking for a strike here. Carson Galvez. Three balls, two strikes. Bases loaded. Payoff pitch. Popped foul. Out of play along the first baseline. Actually caromed off the fence. We'll do it again. 3-2. Galvez eyes the plate. The throw. Dribble to short. Throw to second for one. Relay to first in time for a double play to end the inning. How about McDonald?
Wow.
Keeping the clean sheet alive, they turn two. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. And Seth, how about the McDonald infield? As great as the pitching has been with a sparkling performance to start the game from Cale Holm, timely double plays to preserve the shutout. We've seen two of them so far.
Yeah, that last one there, that, you know, I didn't know they were going to, it didn't seem like they were going to have enough time to turn it because it wasn't a super hard hit ball. And Eli's got a good throw there, and worked out very well.
Okay, good hard throw. Smisky able to snatch it at first.
Yep. Ryan's got some length.
Indeed. Mason Bussey, the DH, at the plate for the second time. So we were in the bottom of the fourth, got so excited, forgot to change that on our video stream, but there we are, updated. Pitch two is a ball as well.
You got a lot going on over there.
I know this. So bear with us. Bear with us if there's errors from time to time.
He's got different camera angles going on here, keeping score.
Catching the inside edge for strike one is Ewer. And you were at a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the third. Had a strikeout. Got a couple ground outs as well as he tries to settle in here. Swing and a miss for strike two from Mason Bussey.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like he was settling in a little bit. I'm glad we got a little damage done in the first and the second.
Donald scored four in the first, one in the second. Bussey fouls one back. Mason Bussey actually ended that first inning, was struck out by Ewer. He has two strikeouts again through three. He's thrown 70 pitches.
Yeah, definitely. It almost seems like he's throwing a little harder, too, a little more confident.
Two balls, two strikes, none out, none on for McDonald. Ewer the pitch, swing and a miss. Mason Bussey goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. And that will bring up Carson Galvez.
Carson Galvez.
Carson, second baseman, number five, reached on a walk in the second, scored the lone run in the second inning for McDonald to give them that 5-0 advantage where we sit now. Ewer high with ball one. We've seen some patience at the plate here for McDonald as well. Working those pitch counts, swing and a miss for Carson Galvez. One ball, one strike. Ewer working a little bit quickly now. Ball too high. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Fouled right in front of the plate, maybe even off his shoe for Carson Galvez. Two balls, two strikes. Bargain City Superstore, name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore, next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, and coming soon to Eau Claire. The 2-2 pitch, called strike three.
Kind of with the changeup.
So the opening two batters of this fourth inning down on
David
strikes.
Anderson.
To Ewer, brings up David Anderson. Anderson singled back in the second. Ewer, first pitch gets away, ball one. But again, Ewer got knocked around a little bit earlier on in this game. He's thrown 77 pitches now. And
yeah, it looks
like you mentioned, he does seem to be looking stronger, working faster, fouled back. Strike two.
Looks like a different kid out there, honestly.
Could be also that it's cleared up a little bit out there
as well.
The rain's cleared up. We're still under the lights, kind of overcast and gray. But now just a chilly night for baseball, not a rainy night. 1-1 pitch. Missed. Two balls, one strike. Two away, none on for McDonald here in the bottom of the fourth. You were the pitch. Missed again.
Could I have by David laying off that high pitch? A couple guys were swinging at those and got him into trouble. And so far, David's been able to lay off that.
The 3-1 from Ewer. Fouled straight up. Catcher running backward, and that one is going to be out of play behind the backstop. The nice thing is, even though the fans with their umbrellas can't necessarily see the ball heading toward them, they've got some built-in protection.
Yeah, got a shield.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Quality Propane and Fuels. 3-2 pitch, fouled, hooked along the first base line and out of play.
Yeah, I don't think Christina down in the concession stand minds the duty tonight.
Exactly.
Warm there, out of the elements.
Say my son's playing his second year of Chippewa Youth Baseball as you were the 3-2 pitch, low and in the dirt, take your base. And McDonald has a base runner aboard here.
So
Alan Minen. David Anderson.
Number 16.
I guess kind of a note, just if you're going to sign up for concessions, maybe do it early in the season.
Exactly,
you know?
When it's cold. Just stay by the nacho machine or think of the hot dogs. It'll keep you warm.
Yep.
Appreciate Chippewa Youth Baseball. Had some fun last year. Cooper's back for round two. Timber Rattlers this year.
All right.
Runner takes off and no throw to first. And wow, that was some speed shown off by David Anderson.
Yep, there you go.
As again, bobbled a little bit by the catcher, but I think he was kind of saying, no way I'm catching that kid.
Nope.
So Anderson now in scoring position at second. with Cale Holm at the plate. And a 1-0 count. Anderson will take his lead at second. Ewer glance back at him, comes home with the pitch. Holm lays off, ball two. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass. Two outs, runner at second. Bottom of the fourth. Holm takes the called strike on the outside edge.
Pretty sure Grant was a Timber Rattlers one time back when he was in youth baseball. They got a pretty cool hat out of the deal.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to remember what we were last year. Elks Lodge, I know, is the sponsor. Appreciate them. Ironically, my kid has never been on the WOGO sponsor team. I think it's the Trash Pandas this year. I think we're playing them first game.
Yes.
So
we went down. We were going to Gulf Shores, and
pitch from Ewer, swing and a miss, strike two.
We were going through Huntsville, and we looked up, you know, because there's a lot of minor league teams around there, and the Trash Pandas were playing in Huntsville, so we went and caught a game in Huntsville. Super nice field.
Probably a lot nicer weather than today as well.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes, two out, fouled back, staying alive. Cale Holm, as Anderson again, just ready to rock and roll from second. He was into third before that ball even really hit the backstop, being fouled straight back. Dawson Ewer, number one, the pitcher, batting in the second slot for Coach Sturm and Stanley Boyd. He's thrown 88 pitches. Gave up four runs in the first, one in the second. Shut out McDonald last inning, trying to do the same this time. Cale Holm is going to drive one out to left field, and that's going to score a run. Cale Holm with the knock. He is digging hard for second. A stand-up RBI double for Cale Holm. And McDonald leads it 6-0.
And right towards the end of that ball's flight, it really started to curve towards that line. So...
Well, there was a similar one for Stanley Boyd.
Yep.
Last inning, where again it just kind of hooks and hooks and stays just fair. Infield conference now for the Orioles, and so McDonald taking advantage of that here at Casper as well. We'll see if this is the end of the line for Dawson Ewers. He's thrown 89 pitches. A stand-up job, really.
Yeah,
I think he was an impressive. Again, it's tough to get rocked around a little bit the first inning,
and you know that. He was doing so good, and then just bam, just like that, the wheels kind of came off with the walk. And
we'll go from one Ewer to another as Landon Ewer, the shortstop, will now be on the hill for Coach Sturm. As he warms up, we'll take a 30-second break and be back on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
One and one for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Max Baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on our YouTube channel, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Appreciate subscriptions there. WOGO Radio on Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. Carter Jager at the WOGO Studios in Halley, our audio producer. We've got twins for video producers tonight, Sam Aberley and Gavin Bovey. Cooper Mittermeier up for the third time tonight. We are in the fourth. McDonald has plated one thanks to an RBI double from Cale Holm. There are two away. New pitcher is Landon Ewer. First pitch swung on. Grounder toward the shortstop. He's bobbled but interfered with by the runners. They got tangled up, and that'll be the third out.
Ah.
So that'll send us to the fifth. McDonald gets one. Our score, the Max 6, the Orioles nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Baseball on Wogo Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Up at the plates for Stanley Boyd is Carter. No, I'm going to double check that. I believe it's Josh Hager, or originally was. Maybe we've got one of our subs in now. Carson Galvez on the mound for McDonald. And Storm Teary, I believe, is checked in. There we are. Here in the fifth, Teary takes a swing at pitch two.
Storm laid down a bunt on Tuesday that was to advance the runners in that seventh inning. It's a good bunt.
He's a physical kid. I remember him from basketball, and I think quite a football player as well.
Yeah, big kid.
Ball misses inside. 2-1 the count on Teary. Leadoff batter in the fifth. Galvez finds the mark there for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. That was the 11th pitch for Carson Galvez. Donald leading 6-0 here in the fifth. Sales went a little bit high, didn't get him to chase. Count has worked full. Three balls, two strikes on Storm Teary. Carson Galvez, the junior, on the hill. The kick and the pitch. One hops to Grant Smiski. Teary will take his base. Leadoff runner aboard for Stanley Boyd. They've done that a few different times so far in this game.
Yeah.
And McDonald so far has, again, been able to preserve a shutout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking about last year when we saw Carson pitch for the first time. It was down in Augusta. Remember there was the rain puddles?
That was another cold game, and we were outside. First pitch strike for Carson.
Yep, but the hot chocolate. Remember the
Indeed.
Hot chocolate down there?
I do remember.
It was fantastic.
And if you're listening, Tracy, thank you for the hot chocolate.
Yes.
Tastes so much better when you're miserable. One ball, one strike as Galvez misses low. Storm Teary at first. Jackson Gintz, the center fielder, yet to collect a hit, but he's reached base twice. And there for a strike, Carson Galvez. Back in the first, Gint was walked by Cale Holm in the third. Holm hit him on an inside pitch. One hop to Grant Smiski. Ball two from Carson Galvez. Two balls, two strikes on Jackson Gint. And he has yet to be retired, but also he has yet to score a run as the leadoff man in the first and the third. 6-0 McDonald. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. K stands for Carson. And the first out of the inning for McDonald.
At bat, number one, Dawson.
You know, some kids change up. There isn't, you know, a whole lot of difference between that and the fastball. But Carson's is really, like when he throws a changeup, you can tell it's really slow.
The talent for that pitch. Dawson Ewer, who again started off pitching. For Stanley Boyd, takes ball one in the dirt. Storm Teary, leadoff walk, remains at first. But now one away for Carson Galvez and Co. McDonald leading 6-0. This will be the 20th pitch of the game. For Galvez. Looks home. The pitch lifted high in the air. Out there in left and coming out to make the catch and the throw to second. Double play. No. Safe at second. There are three players collaborating for McDonald on that one. Actually, no. Are they going to change the call? I guess a bit of a delayed call, and that is going to be outs two and three. So maybe a delayed double play. We'll see if we can figure out what went on here.
I just asked Brandon here, and he said he didn't tag up.
All right, so either way, McDonald turns two in whatever form or fashion.
Yeah, all right.
We'll be back in 30 seconds. McDonald moves to the bottom of the fifth, maintaining the shutout. It's the Max 6, the Orioles 0.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Bottom of the fifth. Another stranded base runner for the Stanley Boyd Orioles as McDonald leads 6-0. So again, Cooper Mittermeier tracked that one backward from his shortstop position, was able to make the play out in shallow left field, then gunned it into second. The throw not quite in time, but the base runner Storm Teary, the umpire saying, did not tag up at first. And again, you figure if he does take the time to tag up, then that throw probably is in time.
Probably is, yep.
So really, it just took away another double play for McDonald. Would have been their third. So, five scoreless innings put up by McDonald pitching. Cale Holmes started off the game, struck out five. Ryan Smiske came in briefly. Carson Galvez came in with the bases loaded. Was able to leave them stranded thanks to one of those two double plays from McDonald.
Yeah, really, really nice to see Carson settling in and getting some outs. So.
Giving Coach Riemenschneider again some options.
Yeah, yep. That's exactly what he's doing right here. He's just checking to see what he's got.
Grant Smiske takes strike one. Leadoff batter here in the Max fifth. Smiske, an RBI double, and scored a run in the first. A ground out his second time up. He'll tip one back for strike two. So behind in the count early here to Landon Ewer, moved from his shortstop position to pitch. Ewer, the delivery, swing and a miss from Grant Smiske. He's down on strikes on three pitches. And that'll bring up Eli Stepp.
At bat number two.
Yeah, I think he was mad he didn't swing at the first one, and then he kind of half swung. It didn't seem like a full swing at the second one, and he just clean missed the third one.
You were the pitch. Chopper toward third from Stepp, and it's bobbled at third, and Stepp will be safe at first on the error. No throw made. And McDonald gets a base runner aboard. Bring up Ryan Smiske.
Number 15, Ryan.
Again, over there at third. I don't know if the ball's maybe still a little slick out there. I think that was Dembski who had it for a moment and just got away from him.
Yeah, his exchange between the glove and his hand, just it was not clean.
Easier said than done sometimes.
Yes, for sure.
So runner aboard at first with one out. Smiske takes ball one. Catcher pops up and will deliver it back to Ewer. One and zero on Ryan Smiske. Looking for his second hit of the day. He'll chop one along the third baseline. Glove right there at the bag. Throw to second. Not in time. Relay to first. Not in time. And they are safe at first and second. Dembski tried to make the throw, but a great lead by Eli Stepp. He slides into second safely.
Nice.
And Smiske aboard.
I almost thought that ball was going to be
Minor.
A foul ball.
Well, and that's the thing. It looked like it. And
yeah.
Now we have the advantage of checking the WOGO Sports Live video stream later on. It looked like maybe if Dembski had let it go, it might have hooked foul just in front of the bag. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a tough play, and you have to, again, make that decision in an instant. You were the pitch low and in the dirt, ball one. One away from McDonald, runners at first and second for Alan Minen. Alan singled, two RBI single back in the first, ground out to second his last time up. Pitch two misses. Ryan Smiski, he singled and scored a run back in the first, ground out in the third. I think you score that as an infield hit.
Yes.
Here in the sixth. Excuse me, bottom of the fifth. Three oh. Pitch missed again from Ewers. Comes home with the pitch, finds the mark for a strike. 3-1. Needed one, got one, Landon Ewers.
That was a nice pitch.
Eli Stepp is at second. Ryan Smiski at first. Ewer the pitch, got it again, just above the knees, it seemed, to work the count full.
Yeah, it sure would be nice to get a couple more runs here because, you know, we
saw what happened a couple nights ago.
Just not...
Check swing.
Yeah, good.
And take good your base to load him up.
Hold up there. Yeah.
Alan Minen loads the bases for McDonald with a very patient at bat.
Alan gets on base a lot.
The designated hitter,
you know, one way or the other.
Smart kid.
Yep, he's on base a lot.
Brings up Mason Bussey. Now, Mason has struck out twice, but in a big spot here. We'll see what the big fella has in store. Bats from the right, the DH.
Yeah, it's a DH. This is what you dream about right here.
Base is loaded, one out. Swing away. He'll cut one along the first baseline, foul. Strike one. 14th pitch thrown by Landon Ewers. Runners at first, second, and third for McDonald. Stepp, Smiski, and Minen. Ewer the pitch. Good eye laying off that one from Mason Bussey. Ball one. Stepp is at third. Smiski at second. Alan Minen, who just drew the walk, is at first. They all take their leads. One ball, one strike. One out. 6-0 lead for McDonald. Bounce low and in the dirt, and that's going to send a run home for McDonald as the base runners will advance. And it is 7-0 as Bussey steps away and just lets Eli Stepp cruise in to score.
Yeah, I think...
Smiski at third, Minen at second now.
Took a little while for the catcher to locate the ball there. Like Ryan was, they were kind of thinking about going and sending another one, but...
So 7-0, the max. Pitch outside, ball two. On the DH, Mason Bussey. Excuse me, ball three, pardon me. 3-1 hitters count here for Mason Bussey. A two in scoring position, his team leading 7-0. Bussey takes a big cut, strike two. We are in the bottom of the fifth. McDonald leading 7-0, looking for more with one out. 3-2 pitch high. Mason Bussey will load them up once again for McDonald. Bussey draws the walk. Still just one out, and they're loaded up. Two walks in a row issued by Landon Ewer.
Number five, Carson Galvez.
Brings up Carson Galvez. Walked and scored a run in the second, struck out in the fourth. They're loaded up for the McDonald Jr. The pitch, swung on, fouled back. Strike one on Carson Galvez. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded with one out. McDonald leading 7-0 here in the home half of the fifth. The Max home opener from beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Good eye again from Carson Galvez to take ball two.
A lot of high pitches right now, which is good. I mean, it makes it easy.
Galvez gets away from the catcher. Strike called, though. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Bases loaded up for Coach Tim Riebenschneider and the McDonald Max. Runners take their lead. The 2-2 pitch pops foul behind the backstop. Galvez will step out of the box. We'll do it again at 2-2. That was the 24th pitch from Landon Ewer. 7-0 McDonald. The 2-2 pitch misses outside. Full count.
Oh, just some great at-bats here by these guys.
Again, early in the season, you just like seeing the patience at the plate, working the pitch count up. Payoff pitch upcoming. Bases loaded. One out. 3-2 pitch to Galvez. Takes one inside. Takes the base and scores a run for McDonald. An RBI walk for Carson Galvez.
At bat number 17.
Patient at bat pays off.
David Anderson.
And brings up David Anderson. Again with the bases loaded. So Bussy, Galvez, and now Anderson all get a chance with the bases loaded here to try to blow this one open.
David's really been seeing the ball well.
McDonald leading 8-0. First one low and in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and they will not send the runner. You are covering the plate nicely. So David Anderson will step back in. He singled back in the second. Reached on a walk and scored the lone run in the fourth for McDonald. They've scored two already this inning. Catcher reaching way out to grab ball two. 2-0 the count on David Anderson for McDonald. But still just one away here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Anderson takes ball three. Base is loaded. Big spot here for McDonald. Leading 8-0. Ewer the pitch. Four-pitch walk and another RBI walk for McDonald. They lead 9-0. Another patient at bat for the Max saying, throw us strikes, and that'll turn the order over to the top with Cale Holm.
At bat, number 16.
Starting to feel better about things, Caleb, with the score, 9 runs.
Now looking for double-digit runs here with Cale Holm, and again, fourth Max batter in a row to come to the plate with the bases loaded. Ewer the pitch. Ball one. And trying to get it dialed in. Ewer looked pretty strong the first batter or two he faced, and now struggling a little bit with the control here.
Unfortunately.
1-0 pitch is low.
When it's 9-0, I think, you don't want to waste another pitcher.
Well,
so
that's
soon.
The thing,
so
too. They're probably saying ride it out.
Yep, he's going to have to get out of it.
Got a good learning experience. The home and home, Stanley Boyd with the walk-off a couple nights ago. Strike called. 2-1 against Cale Holm. So again, you know there's some resilience in this Orioles team, but we're hoping we don't see it again
yes,
tonight.
Yes. I hope they're out of resilience.
2-1 pitch. Hit way out to left. Left fielder circling under it. Runner tags.
Oh, wow.
Play at the plate. Tag safe at home.
Wow.
Smisky comes in and avoids the tag to make it 10-0 McDonald. I thought he was out by a mile,
yeah,
and
was,
Smisky.
That was actually Bussy.
Little pirouette. Bussy, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. Same stature.
And that run rule
will
end the game for McDonald. 10-0. That is your final score. And McDonald, their first win of the season, their first shutout of the season, they take care of business in the home and home here against Stanley Boyd. Your final score, the McDonald Max 10, the Stanley Boyd Orioles 0. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Post-game show here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson and Seth Smiski with you as McDonald. A nice way, Seth, to get their first win of the season, run ruling a conference opponent. And we were talking, hey, sometimes it's tough about having to play in adverse weather and play four games in 1 week and having a conference opponent be a couple of those games here. But they take care of business.
Yeah, our pitching is really impressive right now. You know, Kale, just some strong innings. And Ryan struggled a little bit, but Carson coming in. But it's nice that we got the opportunity to actually bring Ryan in a not a pressure situation and see what he's got.
Indeed. And again, that last play at the plate here to end it as, again, I incorrectly said that it was Ryan Smiski, but Mason Bussey showing off, I guess, some of his athleticism there, too, because it looked like that throw beat him by 2-3 feet.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, for sure.
I'm not quite sure. We'll have to check the video. I am not sure how he avoided that tag, but
yeah. The
umpire right on it and said, save it home at the end of the game, 10 runs.
Yep. Yeah, great game.
And maybe the kids were just cold, and they're like, you know what, we're going to take care of business, we're going to finish this off, and we are going to end the game and get home, and maybe there's hot chocolate that we don't know about around here. So
it's just, and it's really nice to see some of the guys at more of the bottom of the lineup getting hits.
Again, we'll get to some highlights, and we'll see if we can talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider in a little bit. You can see, again, in the back of our shot here, our intrepid video operators, Gavin Bovey, wave high to the camera over here, Gavin, and Sam Aberle as well, too. It was probably a lot colder out there. I know it was a lot colder out there than it was in here, too, even with the window cracked just a little bit for our crowd microphones, so we appreciate them. And Carter Jagger back at the WOGO studios in Halley. We're going to take a quick break here and be back with some highlights, see if we can talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider as well. Back in 2 minutes on WOGO.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name-brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch-and-dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to our WOGO postgame show here on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. A run rule win for McDonald, 10-0 over Stanley Boyd. McDonald moves to 1-1 on the season. Stanley Boyd 1-3. And before we get to the highlights here, Seth Smiski, and we'll talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider soon too as well if possible. But again, the bats, we saw them against some patient at bats. We again saw 10 runs scored after they had 11 hits a couple nights ago. But it really seemed like probably the pitching was the most impressive aspect of this win. And again, a clean sheet, a shutout.
Yeah, Kale coming out. You know,
he's sparkling.
He walked his first batter that he faced, and then kind of after that, it was lights out. He did walk a couple more, you know, but like his first batters that he'd face in the inning. And then right after that, he'd dial in and away he'd go. So, yeah, just great to see that, you know. And then with Eli having a good outing too. And, you know, I mean, so far what we've seen out of Cale, Carson, and Eli, you got to feel pretty good about things.
And again, that 4-pitch walk for Cale Holm, and you kind of thought, okay, especially after what Stanley Boyd did a couple nights ago, when they walk you off, what was it, a 5-run seventh, something like that, 5 or 6-run seventh, and, you know, not to dredge up those memories, but that was a tough one, too, where things kind of got away from McDonald pitching, and you wonder a little bit, all right, 4-pitch walk, leadoff man aboard, all of that. How's this going to turn out? And then Cale Holm, again, strikes out 2 in a row, got a pop out to end the inning. And when you look back at it, he struck out 5 of the first 9 batters he faced. And that's tough. Tough to do. And again, Cale, an excellent performance. And you mentioned Ryan Smiski came in, tough spot, and then maybe got away from him a little bit too. And some of those, you know, bounces here and there where it's like, well, you know what, maybe if we make a play on that one for Ryan, maybe it gives him a little bit more juice, a little bit more confidence. But again, you need to be put in some adverse spots sometimes because they'll be needing you later on. And Carson Galvez really came in and locked things down for McDonald and did an excellent job as the third pitcher tonight.
Yep. And then when the defense had to, they performed, you know, almost 3 double plays, but 2, you know, and especially in a tight spot. I think did we have runners on second and third on?
Yes.
Both.
Yeah, a couple situations as head coach Tim Riemenschneider joining us soon here, but a couple situations with the runners at second and third, and they were able to strand them each time.
Yep.
So again, really was just an excellent performance. And so we'll talk with coach here again, Victoria's head coach Tim Riemenschneider, getting the first win of the season here. McDonald moving to 1-0, and coach, congratulations on win number 1 of 2025. It feels good, especially getting it at home.
It does. It feels great. A lot better than Tuesday night felt, I'll
indeed
tell you that.
And so we were just talking about this, coach, again, seeing what they did again to walk you off on Tuesday night too, and there were some situations even after you got the early lead here where they've got runners at second and third, and with the way you were pitching, the fielders weren't always tested at times,
right?
But when they were tested, they rose to the occasion.
They did. They were able to close the innings out, and we were looking at the zeros on the scoreboard, and I said, guys, just let's put another zero up, put another zero. And every time we did, they just got more energy and more excitement. And We pitched by committee,
yeah,
and it worked out, and our defense had her back. So it was a good, fun game.
And that's got to give a lot of confidence to your pitching as well in a couple different fashions. One thing, when you're getting the run support, when you can score four in the bottom of the first, that gives you a lot of confidence on the hill. But also when you say, hey, if I do let one get put in play, I know they've got my back.
Absolutely. They played a good defensive game today. And, you know, it was rainy. The balls were wet. It was not ideal conditions, but they focused and they played a very good baseball game.
And, Coach, as well, too, we saw at the plate, again, not necessarily these big booming hits all the time, but it's, hey, let's get people on. Let's move them around. Let's be patient at the plate. Again, you worked the pitch count up and up and up so many times to it and took advantage of it, and probably, again, the way you ended the game really showed that as you had four batters in a row come up with the bases loaded, and that shows a ton of patience.
Absolutely. The kids that went out there said, well, I asked Carson if he wanted to pitch the next inning, and they said, well, let's just get four.
There you
I
go.
Said, well, that makes my job easier, and it just worked out that way. And they were, yes, the plate discipline was good tonight. A lot of deep counts. Their pitching, their starter pitcher had about 80 some pitches right into the fourth inning. So it was good. Very proud of them. And, it's just nice to get back. Now we're 1-1 in the Western Clover Belt, which is a lot better than what we felt after Tuesday.
Well, and as you mentioned, too, again, playing four games in 1 week, and when you got a couple conference games in there, too, it's like, all right, let's get that first one. Let's make sure things don't slide away from us, too. And I know we'll see you again on Saturday, a road trip up at Chautauqua. So looking forward to that one. And certainly opportunities to continue growing, but it seemed like you took a really nice step tonight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. The kids had a great time, and they're excited. So hopefully we'll carry it through Friday and Saturday. And Monday, we'll be ready for Regis on Tuesday.
And warmer temperatures toward the end of the week as well, too, so we won't complain about
that.
We're
looking forward to that.
Coach, good to see you again. And again, thank you for another entertaining game.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Head coach Tim Riemenschneider, we'll take one final two-minute break. Be back with your highlights and to tie a bow on this one. McDonald wins at run rule fashion, 10-0, back in two on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We'll go postgame here on WOGO as McDonald wins 10-0 over Stanley Boyd. Let's take a listen to how it went down. Some of your postgame highlights here on WOGO. Bert Huer comes home with the pitch and driven past the second baseman. That's an RBI single, scoring one, maybe two. Play not in time at the plate as Smissy comes sliding in, and it is 4-0 McDonald. He got it dialed in and is looking strong here. Facing Josiah Dembski. 0-2 pitch. Catches the outside edge. Strike three. The third punch out of the game so far for Cale Holm. Just a bit outside. Holm. 3-2 pitch. Got him. The fourth strikeout of the game for Cale Holm, and that's a big K.
That is. That is huge, and especially on a full count right like that.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the second. This will be pitch number 37 for Cale Holm. The McDonald Jr. comes home with a pitch.
Nice.
Got him.
All
Cale Holm strikes out his third batter of the inning and strands two. And we head to the bottom of the second with our three pitches thrown so far by Cale Holm. We're at the top of the third. One away. 5-0 ball game. Hard shot towards second, stepping on the bag. Throw to first, all double right. Play for McDonald.
Nice.
And that'll end the inning. Cale Holm still putting up a clean sheet through three. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Galvez eyes the plate. The throw, dribble to short. Throw to second for one. Relay to first in time all for right. A double play to end the inning. How nice. About McDonald?
Wow.
Keeping the clean sheet alive, they turn two. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Stanley Boyd, he's thrown 88 pitches. Gave up four runs in the first, one in the second. Shut out McDonald last inning, trying to do the same this time. Cale Holm is going to drive one out to left field, and that's going to score a run. Cale Holm with the knock. He is digging hard for second. A stand-up RBI double for Cale Holm. As the leadoff man in the first and the third. 6-0 McDonald. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. K stands for Carson. In this Orioles team, but we're hoping we don't see it again
yes,
tonight.
Yes. I hope they're out of resilience.
2-1 pitch. Hit way out to left. Left fielder circling under it. Runner tags.
Oh, wow.
Play at the plate. Tag safe at home.
Wow.
Smiskey comes in and avoids the tag to make it 10-0 McDonald. I thought he was out by a mile
yeah,
in Smiskey.
That was actually Bussy.
Well, pirouette. Bussy, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. Same stature.
And that was Mason Bussy, who ended the game avoiding the tag at the plate. And Seth Smiskey, a fun one here for McDonald. Run ruling an opponent 10-0 the final. And, again, they've got a couple more games this week, and we'll be back in action seeing the McDonald Max boys on the road. Early start, 11:40 pregame at Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. That'll be fun and a lot warmer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some nice weather, little road trip to Cumberland tomorrow night, and Chautauqua on Saturday. Yeah, it's gonna be a nice change, and there's nothing better than just, you know, sitting out in the sun when it's comfortable temperature and watching some baseball.
Indeed. Sports calendar, WOGO.com. Tomorrow night, we'll be on the road with Rick Ruff and the Lady Max as they'll face Baldwin Woodville. And again, that start at 4:40 p.m. here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thank you to our camera operators, Gavin Bovey and Sam Averly, for braving the weather tonight. Carter Jagger back in the WOGO studios in Halley. For Seth Smiskey, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, McDonald 10, Stanley Boyd 0. This has been Max Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. Thank you for listening to McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO. This has been McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.